Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Tuesday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll hear from Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Lions win over the Ravens, 38-30, as well as his team, the New York Giants, going with Jackson Dart as their starting quarterback this Sunday when they take on the Los Angeles Chargers. And for the foreseeable future, it is the Jackson Dart era in New York, and we'll see how it plays out starting this Sunday against the Bolts. That is coming up in 20 minutes. Right now, to wrap up this hour, let's turn our attention to college football. Let's talk some Heisman Trophy. Cannot wait to get into this conversation because I do think there's betting value ahead of what is a monster, monster week in college football. And as we always do, we start with the favorite in the betting market. And right now, the favorite is Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer, who is coming off a big win over Auburn this past Saturday in Norman. Mateer led the game-winning touchdown drive, scored the game-winning touchdown on a run there to give the Sooners the lead for good as Oklahoma remains unbeaten, now a top 10 team in the AP poll as Mateer sits at plus 700. But as you've heard me say over the last couple of weeks about John Mateer, the schedule is difficult. That's one thing. Oklahoma's win total still 8.5 despite the 4-0 start. They're plus 115 to make the CFP because, hey, he's got some marquee games that are on deck, which are opportunities to impress, by the way. They don't have to be losses. Some of them can be wins. And if they're wins, those are like almost like counted as double given the competition. But they have Red River against Texas. They have Ole Miss, Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, LSU. Very tough games on deck for the Sooners. That's one part of the equation. The other part of the equation is his stats. His efficiency numbers are not that good. In fact, they're nowhere close to what Heisman Trophy numbers look like. Right now in the country, John Mateer is 36th in QBR, which is the main efficiency number when you look at quarterbacks, a QBR of 74.2. In the win over Auburn, his QBR was 65.8, the lowest it's been this season. Once again, he makes awesome plays. People seem to like Mateer quite a bit. He's got the whole money line Mateer thing going. But right now, I think he's just the favorite because someone's got to be the favorite, right? And John Mateer has won a couple of big games, one over Michigan and another one over Auburn, both, by the way, at home. Let's see if he can do that on the road. But I think that's mainly why John Mateer is the favorite. He feels like a false favorite to me, to be quite honest. I don't buy it one bit, and I'm looking to take shots against Mateer as we've done over the last couple of weeks. Now, where are the marquee games this week? Of course, Happy Valley is the number one game that we're all going to be looking at. Oregon at Penn State. And you know how I feel about Oregon's quarterback, Dante Moore. We bet him before the start of the season when we did our Heisman predictions back in July. I said Dante Moore is the bet to be made. 25-1, 20-1, bet Dante Moore. It's down to 12-1, so like, I don't think people have like missed the boat on this thing. Now, I wouldn't necessarily bet it this week, perhaps, unless you really feel strong about Oregon. Like, if you believe Oregon's going to go in there and destroy Penn State or just win the game and Moore's going to play well, then yeah, you should bet 12-1 because guess what? He's going to be the Heisman favorite this time next week if those things happen. But I still think you can potentially wait on more just because, according to the betting market, there's a good chance they lose the game. And if they lose the game, that 12-1 probably is 20-1, 25-1, and we're back to square one, and you can go ahead and bet some Dante Moore then, because Oregon will be favored in every other game the rest of the way. Now, we talk about quarterback efficiency. Dante Moore is 13th in the country when it comes to QBR, so a little off the pace, but not too far behind, and after a couple of big performances, can get right into the picture of where Heisman Trophy winners typically land with that statistic. His team is awesome. Win total of 10.5, so you don't have to have the team concerns like you do with John Mateer in Oklahoma. Oregon's minus 325 to make the playoff, as opposed to Oklahoma, who's currently sitting at plus 115. And he does have a couple of marquee games on deck. Indiana now a marquee game, which the Hoosiers are going to have to go to Eugene. That'll be a tough game for them. And then you also host USC, a marquee game. Oregon-USC, always a fun game for West Coast college football fans. So Dante Moore, unless you feel really strong about Oregon this Sunday, or so this Saturday rather, I would not be betting Dante Moore this week. I would never bet the other quarterback in that game, Drew Aller, who right now at BetMGM is 30-1. On the surface, hey, Penn State's a national title contender. Drew Aller's favorite on Saturday. Oregon, a 3.5-point dog, as Penn State's a home favorite in the whiteout game. 30-1. That sounds like a bet, right? Like, what if Penn State wins the game? They're favored to win it, and Aller plays well. Isn't that price going to drop down a little bit? Yeah, probably. 30-1 might become like 20-1, 15-1, something like that. But Drew Aller's stats suck, man. Like, his stats are terrible, and they played nobody. That is alarming as far as I'm concerned. They've played Villanova, these other scrubbed schools in football. Like, their schedule has been cupcake soft. This is the first test game for Penn State of the year. And you would think when you're playing a bunch of nobodies, you would put up some big numbers. Well, it's been the opposite. Drew Aller, through three games, they're coming out for the bye, but through three games, he has a QBR of 38.8. That's out of 100. That ranks nationally, and think about how many programs we have, about 120 plus programs in college football. Drew Aller's QBR ranks 106th. Does that sound like the Heisman Trophy winner? Doesn't sound like it to me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And Drew Aller has been very polarizing. I know some people in the NFL love Drew Aller. They say this is the next guy. He's a franchise quarterback. I don't really see it. Just watching college football, being honest, don't see it at all. Like, I don't think he's that good. And I think he just plays on a really good team. And just because you have a really good team, it doesn't mean that you deserve to have a Heisman Trophy winner. That's not how these things go. So for me, I would pass on Drew Aller entirely. I would not bet him. Even if Oregon loses the game and Penn State wins, I still don't think it's worth a bet because I don't think Drew Aller is going to win the Heisman Trophy. What about the Alabama and Georgia game? We have, on the Georgia side, of course, Gunnar Stockton coming off of a really impressive game against Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. Georgia's off the bye right now, but a couple of weeks ago, Stockton was nails out there on Rocky Top, leading Georgia from behind to win that game in overtime. Well, Gunnar Stockton's team is a 3-point favorite at home against the Crimson Tide, total 52.5. And he would make some sense. And if you feel really good about Georgia in the game, maybe put a little bit on Gunnar Stockton. I don't really have like a strong opinion with that game, at least early in the week. Maybe I'll get there on Saturday, but I think right now Stockton can definitely win. His QBR is 7th in the country. I just don't necessarily think that people believe he's the best player in the country. Like, I don't think people are going to be able to get there with Gunnar Stockton winning the Heisman Trophy. There's like a bias against these Georgia quarterbacks. Like, we saw it with Stetson Bennett. We've seen it with other guys. Are we really going to give Gunnar Stockton the Heisman? I don't really think so. So I would pass on Stockton, even though at 14-1, favored in a pretty big game. QBR, that kind of checks all the boxes. Other marquee games on deck against Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, Texas, Georgia Tech. Like, I would still shy away from Gunnar Stockton. Now, the quarterback on the other side, his contemporary, Ty Simpson for Alabama, he is 20-1. I think Simpson has a chance. Now, I don't want to bet it once again because I don't have a strong opinion on the game. He's 15th right now in QBR, and the Tide are catching 3, total 52.5. I think for me, I just don't really believe that the team is going to win enough. They feel like they're like a fringy kind of playoff team. The win total's 8.5. It feels a lot like last year's Alabama team, to be quite honest. Maybe they finished 9-3, and we're arguing Alabama versus some 10-2 team from another conference. I think that's where we're headed with the Crimson Tide. Plus 120 right now to make the CFP. I think I'm good on Ty Simpson, although you can make the case because the numbers, they might be able to be there. And if they win this game, that 20-1 is going to be like 7-1, 6-1 in that range. He will be among the favorites, might even be the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy if Alabama beats Georgia. A couple of other quarterbacks that I find really interesting before we get to the guy that I do like, and we saw some big movers. One of them, Fernando Mendoza of Indiana. This one, the ship has sailed. Like, you missed the train if you wanted to bet Mendoza around that like 50-1, 40-1, 30-1 price. Now he's down to 9-1 at BetMGM. I don't like Indiana on Saturday. Just like a spoiler alert. I do think Iowa covers the number. Maybe Iowa even wins the game. But Mendoza's numbers are awesome. He's coming off a really, really strong game. 14 touchdowns, 0 interceptions so far on the season. Win total now 9.5. And maybe there's like a groundswell of support for him because everybody loves this Indiana story. I'm just not going to get there because at 9-1, the move has already happened. I don't think I need to go ahead and chase that move. So there's other guys that we can look to. And then finally, TCU's Josh Hoover, he's at 15-1. They're a dog on the road at Arizona State Friday night. Nice marquee game for him, standalone game. He is 8th in the country in QBR, and his numbers are also sick. I just don't believe in TCU as a team. Win total 8.5, plus 400 to make the CFP. They got some marquee games, Iowa State, BYU on deck, but Josh Hoover, I just don't think he's going to win the Heisman. I think everyone's just trying to figure out, like, all right, who's the guy that's having the big game or whatever in a standalone spot? I don't think Hoover's the one. I think that move, yeah, it was justified to go down there. But now that it's down there, nah, I want no interest. Which leads me to the guy that I think you should bet. And spoiler alert, it's the same guy you should have bet last week. And the same guy you should have bet the week before that. It's USC quarterback Jaden Maiava, who's 20-1 right now at BetMGM. Maiava makes too much damn sense. And this morning, I added more Jaden Maiava. We are getting close to, like, burn the boats territory with Jaden Maiava to win the Heisman Trophy. His numbers are sick. I mean, last week against Michigan State, and I know it's Michigan State, and everyone says, oh, the competition's bad, whatever. Drew Aller's playing bad competition. His QBR is 106. All right? So, like, you can't knock Jaden Maiava for doing that. His QBR, first in the country at 95.5. USC's win total now 9.5 plus 250 to make the CFP. And quietly, everyone's starting to realize how good this USC team might be. Lincoln Riley appears to be back. Lincoln Riley kind of looks like the guy that we saw when he was taking Oklahoma to the CFP and almost took USC to the CFP, if not for a loss a couple of years ago to Utah in the Pac-12 title game. RIP the Pac-12. But why I like Jaden Maiava this week again as a bet. Look at the betting market for Saturday's game at Illinois. 6.5-point favorite, total 59.5. I don't think that total is high enough. I think that bad boy's going over. I think Maiava continues to put up big numbers. And just for a fun comparison, first four games of Caleb Williams' 2022 season when he won the Heisman Trophy for Lincoln Riley at USC, 1,054 passing yards, 9 passing TDs, 2 rushing touchdowns. Jaden Maiava this year, 1,200 passing yards, 9 passing touchdowns, 4 rushing touchdowns. Neither guy threw an interception through the 4 games. He is outpacing Caleb Williams, and he is number one in every single quarterback metric that is out there that's measuring quarterback play. Jaden Maiava is not getting enough attention. We've been talking about him here for 3 weeks on You Better You Bet, and we're going to continue to talk about him after what I believe he will do this Saturday against the Fighting Illini. Maiava, 20-1 Heisman Trophy bet ahead of this upcoming weekend. On the other side, Nick Kostos joins us with his thoughts on the Lions' win over the Ravens and Jackson Dart era beginning for the New York Giants.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.